Good evening, Audioboo. Dean Reed here. I just thought I'd record a quick boo about my thoughts about my holiday over the last few days. Well, today we went to do a few of the activities on the Haven campsite at Haggerston Castle. My daughter went to do the climbing wall this morning and she really enjoyed it. She's one of these that's a little bit scared of heights or scared about the safety of it all. So she was a little bit unsure at first on the first attempt at the wall. But then the second attempt, she'd really settle into it. So she managed to fly up, no problem. After that, we went a quick ride to Berwick up on Tweed. Had a quick walk round. And then as we are very near Holy Island, we went across there. Had a quick drive across the causeway at low tide. And just went over to check it out because we're going to go across tomorrow when we've got a little bit more time, but we thought as we've got a little bit of time to kill before our next activities, we thought we'd go across. This afternoon we've done, all of us, myself, my daughter and Lisa, my partner, we did the high ropes and it was loads of fun actually. It was quite fun. You're all harnessed up and you go along a series of like obstacles up in the air, balancing across beams, walking across tyres suspended in the air, and it was quite good, I quite enjoyed it. But at the end there was a little device called a, let me think about it now, I forgot what it's called, it really does escape me at the minute. It's a little device that you click onto, you're up in the air and you jump down and it lowers you down. A little bit like an abseil, but honestly I forgot what it's called now. It will come back to me as I finish the boo, but we really enjoyed that. My daughter was terrified pretty much all the way around while I was following and just kept giving her a little bit of a nudge. And the staff at the Haggerston Castle Haven, the two guys, I think they were called Neil and Sean, they were really good. And I've been really impressed so far with the overall friendliness and helpfulness of all the staff and the fact that the site itself is really good. I know it's registered as a 5-star site, but it really is quite impressive. It's really nice and tranquil, peaceful. We're our little home for the week is right next to a lake, and I've been really impressed with it. We went to Wales last year and I wasn't that impressed with the overall quality of the site itself. The accommodation we were in was really good, but the site itself was a little bit of a dive. It wasn't necessarily run down, it was all quite new, but it wasn't really that clean. And the sort of place where you stick the carpets. But this place in Northumberland, I cannot fault it one bit. I really can't. I know Mac McColgan came here a few months ago and he's coming back again soon. And I would definitely come back. I quite like it. This is the second time I've ever been on a holiday like this. When we were younger, we used to go to North Wales, to Pontins there. When I was around about 8, 9 and 10, we went a handful of times. And it's great for the kids. I mean, Amy, she's 11 now, but she's really enjoying the activities. She's been on the shooting range this afternoon after we all did the high ropes. And at this moment in time, I'm just walking back to the caravan to put some food in the oven. And my partner Lisa is waiting with Amy while she does the water walkers, which are the inflatable, like, balls that you stand inside and run across the water on. So hopefully she'll enjoy that. But yeah, so tomorrow we're going on a 2.5-hour ride along the beach on the horses. Rather expensive, but it should be tons of fun. Then after that, over to Holy Island. Okay, I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now. The name has just come to me. It's the Power Fan. So it's a Power Fan abseiling. Loads of fun. You must try it. Bye for now.